My name is Maxwell Brown, and I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm out here trying to make some side money because of the oppression, selling watermelons and cantaloupes and just going to the farmer's market and trying to get something that the people needs.
How long have you been doing this?
It's been about a month.
What did you do before this?
I was selling real estate, buying them. I still have a lot of them now, but the market, when I first got them, the market was up, and now it's so much down. I just lost like 2/3 of the money in the properties.
Wow. And so now you're doing this. You probably get to meet lots of interesting people.
Yeah, I meet more people. I meet everybody in the community, and I believe I provide them with a pretty good service here.
I think so too. And Max, if you had to think about from the time you were born until now, what would you say is the most important lesson that you've learned on your life journey so far?
Give people a good product and they'll always come back, and always be honest with them, and you'll make friends.
And then finally, I'm working on a project called The Rhythm of Change. What does change mean to you, and how does that apply to your life? Maybe this is an example of how you changed your career path. But
well, change means to me doing away with things that don't work and bringing in things that does work, and getting rid of people that not doing what they are brought forth to do, and getting people in there that do the right thing for the people. That's changed for me.
Awesome. And I think you have a customer.
5 and the yellow meat is 7. Cantaloupe is $1.25. Yeah, that one there, 5. You can get that one for 5. Take that with you. I'll save it for you when you come out.
Good work. Good salesman. Anything else though, or were you good?
Well, that's about it. You know, I just hope people give Obama a chance so he can put some more money out in the community, or add some jobs, or do something to make the economy just go forth a little bit more. It seems to be moving a lot better than last year. So, you know, I'm happy about that. I'm really kind of more concerned about the people out in, you know, other people than myself. You know, I've always been a guy that can get out here and into getting things done.
Yeah, right. You went from real estate to watermelon.
Yeah, I'm not a quitter. I'm still with real estate, but I'm you know, I think they call a guy like me ambidextrous.